the revelation of the book Revelation, part 37. I'm Professor Hannes Redderhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelation, which is a thick A4 for every student, please contact us at our WhatsApp number 0722-367-124, and that's a plus 27 international code. Or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you're going to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive all the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and family. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and writing pad ready. It's important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people. Now, I'm saying this every week, just in case somebody is not going to, new people is not going to part one, but just want to listen to this part. We are not affiliated to any Messianic groups, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement, the Jehovah Witness, or the Seventh-day Adventist. We are not affiliated to any church, denomination, or organization in the world. We are nothing. We're only spreading the word through Bible study, through internet, all over the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, according to the 1860, a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, which was translated by Dr. Joseph Leon Rottenham. And according to this Bible, the name Jesus was Yahshua. The name Lord Jesus, Yahashua. The name Lord was Yaffa. And the name of the Holy Spirit was the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is one of the best Bibles that you can get. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you. In the wonderful name of Yahashua. Hallelujah. Just so, for a second, it's very important to follow the study. What is your God's name? But start with part one. Alright, very interesting. We're going to just continue where we left off last week. And we just concluded last week, we just concluded the first beast. Now, we will study the second beast in Daniel's vision. Now, I gave you homework, and I ask you to go and study the rest of the scripture concerning the four beasts that came from the sea. I trust that you've done it and you made your own notes. Now we compare notes as we go along. The second beast looked like a bear. It says the second beast looked like a bear. Now this is my interpretation, the author of the book that you most probably have as a handbook. Let us read verse 5. And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear. It doesn't say it's a bear, like to a bear. And it rises itself up on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, rise, devour much flesh. Now, what do you say is this? Do you have an idea? May I explain? A. We start with A, B. We're breaking it up in pieces. A. And behold, another beast. Daniel is now drawing our attention to the next beast in the vision. A second. This is a second beast, and just as important as the first beast. Now, this is also war equipment that he is seeing, but he does not know how to explain it. Now, I think by doing your own study, you had the idea that this is war equipment, I don't know if he could really unplace it. Like to a bear, what does Daniel see in his vision? A bear. It is important to understand every movement of this bear. This is very important. And it raised itself up on one side. Understanding a bear, you should know that when he walks on his four legs. Walks like a cow. But when he's ready to attack, he stands on his hind legs, being raised up on one side. And he had three ribs. When Daniel described his vision, he noticed this bear had three ribs in his mouth. Later, when I will discuss this figurative speech, I shall draw your attention to the importance of these three ribs. In the mouth, I think the mouth of the bear is part of its body. So the three ribs is a permanent fixture which is part of the body of this bear that Daniel is seeing in his vision. Not forgetting, this is war equipment which will be used to desolate the earth in the battle of Armageddon. Between the teeth of it, his teeth are surely one of the most dangerous weapons a bear can use. Yes, he's got long teeth like a lion. And they said thus unto it. Now somebody is speaking to this bear, giving him instructions. And they said thus unto it. Arise. The instruction is what? Arise. Meaning to what? Stand up. Stand straight up. Arise. Devour much flesh. When the bear is standing up on his hind legs, the next instruction to this bear is to devour or eat much flesh. Whose flesh is this? Whose flesh will this be? The bear will have to eat. Well, thinking of the battle of Armageddon, it's surely the flesh of humans. It's not of a little buck, or a goat, or a fish, or something. Daniel is looking at the battle of Armageddon. Just a question. Is it possible to give human instructions to a wild bear? No. Understanding the figurative speech becomes possible. The second beast Daniel saw was a bear. But this was no ordinary bear. I will now explain the figurative speech in the scripture. A missile carrier. Suddenly the lights goes on, eh? An atomic missile are normally transported on a low flat trailer with many, many wheels. It's called a low bed. It's called a low bed. Now, I'm a boilermaker by trade, and my trade, which I study, was in transport equipment. In other words, building trailers, low beds, folding goosenecks, pantechnicons, which is furniture carriers, tankers, which fluid can be carried, or oil, and also tippers. So it's steel. It's everything to do with... So I know what... The missile is carried on. It's on a cometo. It's called a cometo low bed. It's normally a big steel frame with a lot of small wheels on it to absorb the weight of this missile, atomic missile, that it is carrying. The atomic missile are normally transported on a low flat trailer with many, many wheels. A, when the atomic missile is ready for launch, now you must understand, the trailer is flat, like that, and on it sits the missile. So it's flat, its nose is showing towards the truck that is drawing it. It's drawing it on the trailer. So if this missile would be launched, it will fly into the truck and explode. And everybody in the vicinity will die because you will have an atomic explosion. When the atomic missile is ready for launching, the missile is raised up. So I have the trailer. This is my trailer. This is my atomic missile. It will be raised up at an angle by way of hydraulics. Remember, the bear in Daniel's vision was standing on one side or angle. He didn't stand straight up, 90 degrees. The bear is described as raising itself up on one side, on an angle, meaning on his hind legs. A gradient will guide this missile, atomic missile, to its destination, where it destroyed right on to its destination right on target. So what they do with a computer, if they want to hit a certain area, they will lift this atomic missile on a certain degrees, knowing if it goes off here, over this distance that it has the fuel to take it, is going to fall on point A, spot on, and it will explode on the enemy's territory. So that's why Daniel saw this beast on an angle, and not 90% like that. If the bear was standing straight up, if they lifted straight up, and not at the angle, the atomic missile shall be fired, going straight up into the sky, until it loses its power. When losing its power, the missile shall turn around and drop straight back to earth. It shall fall on about the same place where it was fired from. Do you understand that? ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missile with nuclear warheads, are fired straight up, going into orbit around the world and entering the Earth's atmosphere at the right angle. Again, to explode on the target thousands of kilometers away from its original standing point. So that's why the bear in Daniel's vision is not standing straight up on a 90 degree angle. It's standing on an angle. But because this bear, this atomic missile, is lifted at an angle, it is destined to hit the right mark when it is intended to hit. The next instruction to the bear, this atomic missile, is to eat the flesh of people. This means that thousands of people will surely die when this atomic missile warhead explodes. The three ribs Daniel saw are the tail fins, three tail fins, on the back of the atomic missile, which shall guide it to its destination. Although he says that the three ribs was in his mouth, this whole, the mouth, you remember the mouth of the lion? That's where the power was. The atomic missile, where is its power? The whole atomic missile is power. It's got a warhead on it. But this is all part of the same animal, the same beast. The three guide fins on the back, two on the side, one's in the middle, will guide it to its destination and keep it on its gradient, which is aspiring off. When we study the book of Revelation, we will find that mankind is going to obliterate himself by way of these atomic missiles, which shall be fired by different nations in the world. We shall now study the history book and the Bible to understand who this bear was or will be. The following. The second beast looked like a bear. It looked like a bear. The history book's interpretation. According to the Bible and the history books, the second beast is a beast, namely Media and Persia. They say it, Media and Persia. According to the history books, the three ribs in the mouth of this bear is the three kingdoms which Media and Persia have conquered, and they are, I'm going to give it to you, you must write it down, Egypt, 5:25, before Yahushua, Egypt, that's A. A, Egypt, in 5:24, BY, which was in the south. B, Babylon, 5:37, BY, before Yahushua. Babylon, 5:37, which was in the west. And C, Lydia, in 5:47, BY, which was in the north. C, Lydia, 5:47, before Yahushua, which was in the south. According to the history books, the second kingdom in the Bear Kingdom, which existed between 5:39 BY and 3:31 BY. I'm going to give it, this kingdom exists, this Bear Kingdom exists, between 5:39 BY. You see, we get all this information from the history books. To 331 BY, before Yahushua, in brackets, this is a period of 208 years. That was the extent of Media and Persia. What amazes me as a professor is the fact that this history books do not say anything in detail about the bear. This is what we just read. It doesn't say anything on the position it is standing in. Because the Bible says the bear was standing obscure, was standing on one leg. Or anything which is important. The history books do not say anything about the flesh the bear is about to eat. This little information provided by the history books is definitely not sufficient to make any statement. So there's a lot of info which wasn't given. Again, we need to pay attention to the figurative speech in the scriptures. So you understand that this beast, the second beast, the bear, is an atomic missile warhead, and is going to be fired at an angle, and where it will fall, it will eat meat, it will kill people in their thousands or their millions. We will now study the third beast. Alright, let's just get to the second beast. Did you add anything near on your nose? Anything near? Knowing that it is, and I actually told you, it's war equipment. All four beasts are war equipment. Have you come near? If you haven't, doesn't matter. There's not anything wrong with it. At least we're trying to do something ourselves. We are start studying the Bible and the history books ourselves, and not let somebody lead us by the nose, like the churches has done for the last 600 years, especially from the time of Protestantism and Charismatism. The third beast looked like a leopard. Interesting one. If you have the handbook, point 4, verse 4.9. My interpretation. Again, let us read the scripture first. Verse 6. After this I beheld, and lo, another beast look like a leopard. I put the beast look and beheld, and after this I beheld, and lo, another beast looked like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings as a fowl. The beast has also four heads, and dominion was given to it. What do you say? What have you made this out to be? You know it's war equipment, but what would you say is it? You see, there's no use we just hit a shot in the dark and think we're going to be alright. We need to very specific to what the Bible says the characters is of this beast. So that we, in order to be able to interpret the scripture, what the scripture is meant to be. Can I explain? Alright. We start with A. After this I beheld, and lo, another beast looked like a leopard. Daniel is describing this third beast as a leopard. Please note, he does not say it is a leopard. He says no, he says like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings as a fell. Have you ever seen, ever in your life seen a leopard with four wings like a fell? No, never. And we are in Africa. We know what a leopard looks like, but with wings? Never in your life. This beast, this leopard, also had four heads. One, two, three, four heads. That sounds like a leopard that's on steroids. Four heads. Daniel described the same beast as if it has four heads. As if it had four heads. Doesn't say it had four heads. As if it had four heads. Have you ever seen a leopard with four heads? No, neither. And dominion was given to it. Authority and power was given to it. According to Daniel, the beast, this leopard, received dominion. The question must be, over whom did this leopard rule? Because to have dominion means that this leopard is going to rule over someone. Have you worked it out? I don't think you have. We find out Daniel described this third beast as a leopard. But looking at the attributes of a leopard, we find that it has tremendous mobility. It attacks its prey with speed from nowhere. Now, we being in Africa, you will know, or even if you're from overseas, with all the internet and videos and shows that they show of Africa, wildlife, and the leopard is extremely fast. After it caught its prey, it takes its prey up vertical into a tree, away from other animals to eat. The leopard doesn't eat on the ground. Very seldom ever you will find a leopard that will devour its prey underneath the tree on the ground. Why? Because there's always wild dogs or hyenas or a lion or some other animal that will scavenge his prey. So what does a leopard do? Although the prey that he caught is 2 or 3 times its size, he's got massive power in his legs and his jaw, its back and its neck. So it will draw it up in the tree, high enough, not for a lion or anything else to get there. The leopard is also a large animal, not so large, with great power and skills. Daniel described this leopard as a beast with four wings as a bird. Four wings. It's not two this side, two this side. Four wings. Suddenly now you see something, right? Have you ever seen a bird with four wings? Neither. Never in my life. Even I haven't seen it. We will now study Daniel's vision. What did he see? He saw a lion, or he saw a leopard with four wings, which enables this leopard to be able to fly like a bird. Now, a bird flies like this. Do you know that all birds we know only have two wings and not four? What could this be? Can you tell? The figure of speech? What kind of animal did Daniel see? This is an attack war helicopter. Suddenly, what does it have upon its head? Four wings. Rotors. Let's see. Today's attack helicopters are as fast as a leopard and just as deadly. Yo, yo, yo. They bring death through their arsenal of missiles. Today there's different helicopters or choppers, as we know them. You have attack choppers or helicopters that's built smaller, that carry more missiles and ammunition. They bring death through their arsenal of missiles, machine guns, cannons, And bombs, they can be lifted with. They can lift up with bombs and everything. The helicopter can take off vertical with his spray armament of troops, like a leopard, so they can open the doors and they can load troops in it. And like the leopard draws his prey into the tree vertical, the helicopter is ascending vertical. He can take off vertical with his prey, the armament of troops like a leopard. He can transport a variety of goods and from different locations. You can pick something up there, you can go there, you can put it down. He can also, today's helicopters are so strong, they can put a tank, and he can pick up a tank with slings, or they can open the back of the helicopter, and they can ride trucks inside and close the doors and lift up with it, or they can hang anything underneath. We've seen helicopters in rescues where there's flooding of water, people, how it's rescued people. So a helicopter is very versatile. Daniel saw this leopard as an animal with four wings, and it also had four heads. Have you ever seen a helicopter with four heads? Well, I'm sure you did. Which is four missiles. The lion, the first beast, where does he carry death? In his mouth. The second beast, where does he carry death? In his mouth. The front part of it. The attack helicopter, where does it carry the missiles and everything that carries death? In the front, on the sides, on the head, on the sides. And the four missile it carries in front of its nose and on its sides. These missiles can bring immediate death and destruction. The four wings are the four rotor blades on top of the helicopter, which makes it to fly. In today's warfare, the attack helicopter and the drone. Now, I'm bringing in the drone here as well. And the drone must be one of the most technologically advanced war equipment used in war. Attack helicopters, and in the modern time now, in the 21st century, suddenly the drones has come into play. It can take off and land vertical and virtually at any location. Different missiles can be carried. So it makes it a deadly weapon. Attack helicopters can also transport people from one location to another. It can even pick up another war equipment and move it to another location, just like a leopard. We all know that an attack helicopter is capable of. The third beast in today's terms is therefore an attack helicopter or a mobile modern drone. After studying the technology of the modern day drone, with its four different sets of propellers like a helicopter, on top of its four heads, wings, can you see it? Four sets of blades or rotors. It is well known today in 2024. Some are equipped with different laser cameras. Some of these drones are equipped with lasers, cameras, and others can even transport bombs or missiles. Some countries have built massive drones which can fly by wire radio control. Doesn't even need a person in it, without a pilot sitting in the cockpit. Daniel, 2,589 years ago, saw these modern-day drones in his vision. As time goes on, different countries shall develop these drones to suit their own military needs. Understanding the figure of speech as explained, we shall now study the interpretation of the world history books. After studying it, you can make your own assumption. Now, the time we're living in is the end time. You see, a lot of time when I do study and research, I can't grasp why haven't the church world, the Roman Catholic Church, which ruled the church world for so many years, Especially in the last 600 years in the time of Protestantism and Charismatism, why haven't they even tried to interpret the figurative speech in Daniel's visions? They just came and they just said what the Bible says. Just to read what the Bible says doesn't give us an explanation of any revelation. The letters is there. You read a sentence, you read a paragraph, you read a verse, you read a chapter. But what is the meaning of that? And that's why I teach my students, you need to read every word, every letter. Because even every letter has a meaning. And this is what Jaffa is doing in this end time ministry where we're living in. He's revealing his revelation word unto his bride. We need to understand the word before the parousia or the bride will be drawn away. The word, Greek word, is parousia. At the end of the age of grace. We are expecting the coming of Yahushua. Instead, we actually are expecting the final covenant to be signed anytime. Now, we are not in darkness. The Bible says we are living in the light of Yahushua. And you know what is wonderful? And I'm closing with that. He has also made us light to shine in the dark world. And I'm so glad that we can bring light through the revelation word of Yahweh to people that were blinded by for ages and ages by church dogma and theology. If it's Yahweh's will, till next time, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.